Well, you're a conference champion, getting a pretty common theme.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Happy for the girls. I mean, you know, we knew Garrigan was going to hang in there with us for a while, but, you know, our girls showed up and performed tonight. Our seniors really stepped it up big. Our distance girls did, and our sprinters did. I mean, it was, and our field events, it was just an all-around great night. We performed super well, and we're really proud of them. They definitely earned this tonight in convincing fashion.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like every single time the PA mic opened, it was a PR or a conference record for one of your girls.
Right. I think we had three conference records, and, you know, what was really fun to watch was that 4x1. I think that was a pretty cool race for, you know, for that relay team, because we've been kind of stuck, but, you know, we had great competition to go against, and they stepped it up and did a fantastic job tonight.
It's been kind of tough to get out and practice and stuff, so how have you guys stayed such in shape and been able to perform at this level?
Yeah, well, you know, we try to be creative. We've been to the pool a few times, and, you know, we do some things on the field and do some stuff in the hallways just like every other team, and we kept telling them, you know, to stay the course, you know, don't get burnt out on this, you know, stay focused is what we've been working for all this time, and when we get a nice night, good things are going to happen, so... And they did tonight, so I'm glad they listened to us, and here we are.
Is this team deeper, do you think, this year compared to last year?
Yeah, I mean, we had some really nice freshmen step it up and some sophomores that weren't out last year, and it's just been really nice. And, you know, numbers wins in track, but we have some quality depth to go along with those numbers, so it's a really nice thing for us.
Yeah, and talking about one of your freshmen just for a second, how has Bethany been so good as a so young?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we knew right away when, you know, she was hurt all last year. She ran one race and I think broke part of her hip off in her very first race in eighth grade. And so we weren't really sure what to expect. And by, you know, the second or third day of going over hurdles, we knew she was going to be a really good 400 hurdler. And then it just took off from there. I mean, she's running fours and eights and hanging with Lily and doing some really nice, fantastic things for us. It's been great. Happy for her. She's a super nice girl. Couldn't happen to a better girl.
How nice was to see Shay finally get over 5'2 in the high jump?
Oh, man. You know, 5'1 was her best last year and this year, last week. And you could see when she was jumping over 5 foot, she had 2 or 3 inches in there. And I think it was just a great mental thing and good thing to happen right before districts, you know, next week. So.
Did you feel like Lily was going to build off what she did last year at conference, kind of her coming out party a little bit, and
yeah.
she's just been the model of consistency throughout this year?
She has been. She's been battling a little bit of injury bug in her calves a little bit, so we've been kind of careful with her and doing some things, but, you know, it was great for her to, you know, come out and get four golds, and, you know, what a couldn't happen to a better girl than Lily. She's super nice. She works extremely hard in the off season, and, you know, she helped her team along on a relay win, so just really good for her, and I know she has high expectations of herself next week and down at state.